Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi taala wabarakatuh. A'udzu billahi minasy syaithanir rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Innallaha wa malaikatahu yushalluna 'alan nabiy. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما صدق الله العظيم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. وكيف تدعو إلى الدنيا ضرورة من لولاه لم تخرج الدنيا من العدم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. محمد سيد الكونين والثقلين. والفريقين من عرب ومن عجم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. نبينا الأمير الناهي فلا أحد. أبر في قولي لا منه ولا نعمي. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته. لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. فاق النبيين في خلق وفي خلق. ولم يدانوه في علم ولا كرم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. دعا إلى الله فالمستمسكون به. مستمسكون بحبل غير منفصم. مولاي أصلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. قال الله تبارك وتعالى قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. Most respected elders and friends, mothers and sisters in Islam, and all the people that are listening to this program, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today, inshallah, we shall commence with the summarized version of the third chapter of Qasida Burda. The third chapter of Qasida Burda is titled Madhun Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The chapter about the praises of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Who is Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? And what is the high, lofty maqam and position of this great personality? There are 60 poems in the third chapter, and inshallah today we hope to cover up 24 poems. In the first chapter of Qasida Burda, Allama Busairi rahmatullah alayhi presented the ishq, the true love for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then he presents a picture of two people. One is an ashiqun nabi, a person that got true love for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the other is an observer of an ashiqun nabi. He observes the conduct of the person that has deep love for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Whenever he hears anything about Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, a slightest hint to Madina Sharif, a slightest hint about Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he becomes emotional. And after observing him, the observer then addresses the Ashiqi Rasool and tells to him, فَمَا لِعَيْنَيْكَ إِن قُلْتَكْ فُفَا هَمَتَى. What is happening to your eyes? When we tell it to stop flowing, it flows even more. وَمَا لِقَلْبِكَ إِن قُلْتَ إِسْتَفِقْ يَهِمِي. What is happening to your heart? Why there is so much of turbulence in your heart? You tell it to come to ease, but it has more anxiety and turbulence. And after prompting the Ashiq Rasul, what is that is troubling you? What pain are you going through? The Ashiq Rasul now responds, and he says, نعم سرى طيف من أهوى فأرقني والحب يعترض اللذات بالألم. I was sleeping at night, and suddenly the thought of the beloved came to my mind. The thought of the beloved coming to my mind threw my sleep away. I lost my sleep. And love is such a thing that it interrupts the comfort and the leisure of the person. But this is such a pain in which a person experiences enjoyment. And the cure of this pain is the pain in itself. And that is the pain for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allama Busairi then goes to the second chapter about following the nafs of a person. When a person is intoxicated in his desires, in his nafs, such a person can never have the ishq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And therefore he commences and he says, فَإِنَّ أَمَّارَتِ بِسُوءِ مَتَّعَذَتْ لِجَهْلِهَا. My nafs-e ammara, pursuing my nafs and my desires, intoxicating myself in pursuing my nafs and my passion and my desire, that never took heed because of its ignorance. And now the third chapter, he titles, praises for Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If somebody wants a true ishq, love for Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then you got to know who is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You got to understand the different angles and dimensions of the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How great is Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And the more we hear about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the more the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam enters into the heart. Ishq is according to the knowledge, to the extent of knowledge we have for Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And therefore, in the third chapter, in about 60 poems, Allama Busiri rahmatullah alayhi, he speaks about the various kamalat and different aspects of the life of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Before discussing the poems itself, let us share some important aspects of the life of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the Quran and ahadith of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala sent down approximately 124,000 anbiya. And according to another narration, 224,000 prophets. Every Nabi of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala was pure. They never committed sin. They could not even commit sin. They were pure from sin. They were great personalities. Personalities of perfection. Every Nabi was so great in the sight of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala told to every Nabi, which Allah refers to in the Quran al-Kareem, وَإِذْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ مِثَاقَ النَّبِيِّينَ لَمَا آتِيتُكُم مِّن كِتَابِ وَحِكْمَةِ. That Allah took a covenant, took a promise from every Nabi. Allah would give him the kitab, Allah would give them hikmat, and then Allah took a promise to them, when the final prophet and messenger comes, لَتُؤْمِنُنَّ بِهِ وَلَتَنْصُرُنَّ. Now you will abandon your prophethood. Now you will submit to a final prophet and messenger, and you will help him and you will assist him. The fact that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala took a covenant from 124,000 anbiya, that they must now submit to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, despite them being great, perfect human beings, that shows the height of perfection of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been described. The hadith is narrated from Jabir ibn Samura radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in which he says, Ra'aytu Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi laylatin idhiyan, faja'altu andhuru ila Rasulillah wa ila al-qamar, wa hullatuhu hullatun hamra, fa'idha huwa ahsanu indi min al-qamar. Describing Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the beauty of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, on one moonlight, I see Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I was looking at the Mubarak face of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I was looking at the 14th moon. On one side, I'm looking at the Mubarak face of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the beauty, the splendor, the meritorious face of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I'm looking at the 14th moon. On that particular occasion, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was wearing red garments, probably with stripes. The upper garment and lower garment was red. He says, when I observed the beauty of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's beauty was far more greater than the beauty of the moon. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, when he describes, he says, مَا رَأَيْتُ شَيْءٍ أَحْسَنْ مِنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمْ كَأَنَّ الشَّمْسِ تَجْرِي فِي وَجْهِهِ. I haven't seen anything more beautiful than Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whenever I looked at Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was as though the sun was rising in the face of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in order to appreciate this, after the darkness of the night, early in the morning when the sun rises, the darkness is gone, the brightness of the day comes in. Negativity is gone, positivity comes in.
And every type of hope comes in. And that was the personality of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another sahabi, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he described Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he says, كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أفلج الثنيتين إذا تكلم ورؤيك النور يخرج من بين ثنايا. نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم, every two teeth was spaced out. No gaps, but every teeth was in its appropriate place. In other words, it was a height of perfection, even with the Mubarak teeth of Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم. When Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم used to talk, then it was as though there was a noor, there was a light coming out from the Mubarak teeth, mouth of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One woman, Rubayy' bint Mu'awiz radiallahu ta'ala anha, somebody told to her, Sifilana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that, oh Rubayy', describe to us Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the appearance of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We love him so much, we desire to see him. At least describe to us how was the Mubarak face of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Rubayy radiallahu ta'ala said, Ya Bunayya, law ra'aytahu, O my son, had you seen Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, ra'ayta shamsa tali'a, you would have seen, observe that the sun is rising. How hope comes in, how beauty comes in with the rising of the sun, that was the personality of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he describes Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, لَيْسَ بِالطَّوِيرِ الْبَائِنْ وَلَا بِالْقَصِيرِ وَلَيْسَ بِالْأَبْيَدِ الْأَمْحَقْ وَلَا بِالْأَدَمْ. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not very tall, not abnormally tall. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not very short. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not extremely white like lime. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not extremely brown. It was between them two. Not too tall, not too short. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wasn't very white, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not very brown. Between them two. In other words, in everything, whatever was the best of it, that's how Almighty Allah Tabarak wa ta'ala created Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then describing the Mubarak hair of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَلَيْسَ بِالْجَعْدِ الْقَطِتْ وَلَا بِالسَّبْتِ. The hair of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wasn't very curly and neither was it very straight. It was between them two. One sahabi, he explained Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hair and he says, تَكَانَ الشَّعْرُ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam إِلَىٰ أَنْسَافِ أُذُنَيْ وَعَاتِقِهِ. The Mubarak hair of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was up till the center of the earlobes. And also the hair was up till the shoulders of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jabir radiallahu ta'ala, he described Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, Kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam zali'ul fam, ashkalul ayn. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a broad mouth. The mouth of Nabi wasn't small, it was broad. And that was a sign of beauty in Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And ashkalul aynain, this refers to that the side of the eye, just the side of the eye, that itself was long. Again, shows the beauty of the eyes of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the books of hadith, the very eyes of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have been described. The whiteness in the eyes of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was very, very white. And the pupil of the eye of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was very, very black. So, extremely black pupil within a completely white eye. And on the white side of the eye, there was a red vein running through. Subhanallah. What beauty there was in the Mubarak eyes of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Hadrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was such, لم يسلك طريقا فتبعه أحد إلا عرف من ريح عرقه. Whenever Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to walk anywhere, If nobody sees Nabi Sahib walking there, but if somebody would follow the same direction that Nabi Sahib walked, they would recognize, they would know that Nabi Kareem Sahib walked this path because of the fragrance coming out from the sweat of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This is our Nabi, and there's so many ahadiths explaining the beauty of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. One Sahabi, Hazrat Jubair ibn Mut'im radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself said, Inna li asma'a. Allah the Rasul says, I've got many names. Ana Muhammad wa ana Ahmad. My name is Muhammad. Muhammad means the most praised one. Ahmad means comparatively praised. Wa ana al-mahi alladhi yamhu bihi al-kufr. And I am the one that deletes, extinguishes. Through me, Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala extinguished kufr. Wa ana al-hashir alladhi yuhsharu an-nasu ala qadamay. And I am the resurrector. It is on my feet that through me or after me, people will be resurrected on the day of Qiyamah. I'll be the first person coming out from the qabr. Wa ana awwalu man tashaqqa anhu al-qabr. Wa ana awwalu shafi' wa ana awwalu mushaffa. I'll be the first person that will intercede in the court of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And I'll be the first person whose intercession will be accepted. Big dua, Allah grant us the shafa'at and the intercession of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We're only seated here to listen to the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We only seated here for that, for no other reason. And may Allah accept our love for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now proceeding with the poems. In the first 24 poems, Allama Busairi rahmatullah alayhi would refer to 6 issues of the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The first one, he commences by expressing regret. Such a great personality. Allah the Rasul. Instead of imitating and following the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he regrets and he says that I did not follow the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such a great personality. So he speaks about regretting not practicing on the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The second part he will talk about, the mujahada. How Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to exert himself. Third, he will talk about the generosity of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The fourth, he would talk about how independent was Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fifth, he will talk about the generosity of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the ihsan and the favor of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the akhirat. Like on the plains of Hashar, on the Hawdi Kawthar, the ihsanat that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam make upon the ummah. And last, Allama Busairi will talk about comparing Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the other Anbiya and to the other Prophets. So briefly we'll go to the poems and I will briefly explain it. The first two poems, Allama Busairi says, وَلَمْتُ سُنَّةَ مَنْ أَحْيَى الظِّلَامِ إِلَىٰ أَنْ اِشْتَكَدْ قَدَمَاهُ الظُّرَّ مِنْ وَرَمِي. He says, I've oppressed the sunnah of that great personality who stayed awake at night and exerted himself in the ibadat of Allah to such an extent that his feet swell because of excessive standing and making ibadat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. It was a noble habit of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at night, qiyam, tahajjud he would make, exert himself in the ibadat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. On one occasion, Sahaba asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a Prophet of Allah, why do you need to exert yourself so much? You are pure, you are sinless. Why do you need to exert yourself so much? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded, he said, Afala akun abdan shakura. You don't only exert yourself before Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to have your sins forgiven. You exert yourself to express your shukriya, your greatness, your great gratitude to Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The second two poems, he speaks about, وَشَدَّ مِنْ سَغَبٍ أَحْشَاءَهُ وَطَوَىٰ أَنِ الْحِجَارِةِ كَشْحًا مُتْرَفِ الْأَدَمِ. It refers to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam having tied stone to his belly. In the 50 after Hijrah,
All the kuffar got together. They decided to form an alliance to launch an attack on Madinah Munawwara, on the Islam and Muslims, and get rid of Islam from the face of the earth once and for all. This is known as the Battle of the Trenches. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the Sahaba, they were digging trenches approximately 3.5 kilometers or 3.5 miles. They exerted themselves. It was cold winter's morning. They were digging in the earth, and Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam at that time and point, when somebody complained about hunger, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam lifted up his stomach, his kurta, his garment, and he said, see, there were 2 stones on the belly of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This, the Arabs used to use it to suppress a person's hunger, because when a person is hungry, there's heat coming out from the stomach, and with the coldness of the stones, they would suppress that hunger. So Allama Busairi refers to that incident, to what extent Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would make mujahada and sacrifice. The third and fourth poem, وَرَاوَدَتُ الْجِبَالُ شُمُّ مِنْ ذَهَبٍ عَنْ نَفْسِهِ فَأَرَاهُ أَيُّمَا شَمَمِ. Huge mountains of gold. Huge mountains of gold. Try to tempt Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam responded to show that who is greater. The great mountain is greater, or who is greater than the greater mountains. Greater mountains of gold. This refers to, in the beginning state of Islam, when Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam started giving da'wah to the people, tawheed to the oneness of Almighty Allah, condemning the worship of idols, senior people came up to him and told to him, oh Muhammad, stop this. Whatever you want, we will give it to you. Do you want the wealth of the world? We'll give it to you. Do you want the best of women? We will give it to you. Finally, when his uncle Abu Talib approached him, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam then responded, and he said that even if the people have to put the sun in one hand and the gold and the moon in the other hand, give me all the comfort and luxury of the world, then I will still not stop doing what I'm supposed to do, tawheed, inviting the people toward the oneness of Allah. Then the huge mountain of gold, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam rejected it. He was focused on his purpose and his objective. Further he mentions, وَأَكَّدَتْ زَهْدَهُ مِنْهَا زُرُورَتُهُ إِنَّ الزُرُورَةَ لَا تَعْدُوا عَنِ الْعِسَمِ. Normally what happens when a person is desperate, when a person is through some financial crisis and difficulty, he sometimes compromises with his values. But Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was ma'asoom. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was sinless. And no amount of difficulty and hardship, no amount of challenges in the life of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would make him compromise with his purity and his purpose and his objective. And further, the poet Allama Busairi says, وَكَيْفَ تَدْعُوا إِلَى الدُّنْيَا زُرُورَةُ مَنْ لَوْ لَا لَمْ يَخْرُجِ الدُّنْيَا عَنِ الْعَدَمِ. How can the world tempt Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam when the very existence of this world, or the world came into existence because of him? When the world came into existence because of him, how can the very world that came into existence because of him now tempt Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? And then the poems that were read by Maulana Muhammad Akhtar, Muhammadun Sayyidul Kawnain wa Thaqalain wal Fariqain min Urbin wa min Ajami. This is famous, many of us hear it. Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the master of the both worlds. Master of this world, master of the Akhirat. Wathaqalain. And Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he is the master of 2 powerful creations, Insan and Jinnat. He's a master of human beings, he's also the master of the Jinnat. Wal Fariqain min Urbin wa min Ajami. And Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the master of two great nations, the Arabs and the non-Arabs. نبينا الآمر الناهي فلا أحد أبر في قول لا منه ولا نعمي. نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم 2 outstanding qualities, آمر and ناهي. نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم used to make أمر بالمعروف, always telling the people to do good, inviting the people towards good, and ناهي, نبي صلى الله عليه وسلم used to condemn wrong, نهي عن المنكر. And there wasn't anybody more virtuous in
the yes or the no of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If Nabi Sallam would say yes to anything, it was probably the most virtuous yes. Nobody's yes could compare to a yes of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nobody's no could compare to a no of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. هُوَ الْحَبِيبُ الَّذِي تُرْجَى شَفَاعَتُهُ لِكُلِّ هَوْلٍ مِّنَ الْأَهْوَالِ مُقْتَحَمِ. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is such a habib, he's such a beloved person that we hope for his shafa'a at the time of difficulties and challenging moments of our life in this world and also most importantly in the akhirat. Allah grant us the shafa'a of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then further says, da'a ila Allah mustamsikuna bihi, mustamsikuna bihablin ghayra munfasimi. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was such that invited the people towards the oneness of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And those people that held firm to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the aim, the objective, the mission of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they hold firm to a rope that will never ever break. Anybody did whatever Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did, then the person will definitely be successful. فَاقَ النَّبِيِّينَ فِي خَلْقٍ وَفِي وَخُلُقٍ وَلَمْ يُدَانُوهُ فِي عِلْمٍ وَلَا كَرَمٍ. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam superseded all the prophets in appearance and in conduct. Now, in order to understand the further poems, it is also important for us to understand two things about the Anbiya. لَا نُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِّن رُسُلِهِ. We believe in every Nabi of Allah. And we, to deny the nubuwwat of any Nabi takes us out of the fold of Islam. But at the same time, tilka ar-rusul faddalna ba'dahum ala ba'd. The all the Anbiya and Rasuls, Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala given to fazilat, virtue to some over the other. And the greatest of all is Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allama Abu Sayri says that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam superseded all the prophets in the appearance and in conduct. And nobody got close to him in his knowledge and in his honor. And then he gives four examples to show it. That if you compare every prophet to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then it is just like handful of water in comparison to the ocean. What is a handful of water in comparison to the ocean? Nothing. So Nabi Kareem says it like the ocean, all the prophets put together like a handful of water. And second, what is the comparison of a drizzle of water with torrential rains? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam like a torrential rain, and all the other prophets were like drizzle of water. They were also with the rahmat and the mercy of Allah, but Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam superseded them. And then, far lastly, he says that all the prophets of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala wa waqifuna ladhi inda haddihim min nuqtatil ilmi aw min shaklatil hikami. You see, there's two things. One is a dot and one is a knowledge. How can you compare dot to knowledge? Dot is a dot and one is knowledge. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a knowledge in comparison to the dot. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one is a shakal. Shakal refers to that zabar zair pesh. That the zabar zair pesh or zam fat kasr that you in every, before every alphabet, that is called shakal. And one is hikmat. So what are those zabar zair pesh in relation to hikmat? Hikmat is something so deep. That was what Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is. So this is where Allama Abu Sayri finishes off 24 poems describing Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In conclusion, respected elders and friends, Allah tells us in the Quran Kareem, as much as we talk about Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we love Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but the challenge for us is, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي. O Muhammad, tell to the people, if they claim they love me, love Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, tell them, فَاتَّبِعُونِي. Follow me, follow the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if we follow the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, يَغْفِلْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Allah will forgive your sins, and Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will take you in your rahmat and your mercy. Allah tells us in the Quran Kareem, وَمَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوا وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنُّ فَدُّوا. Whatever Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tell you to do, do that. And what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told you to stay away from, stay away from that. The challenge for us is convert this emotion of love into action. One is we love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that emotion. But Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself taught us that don't confine your love to just an emotional expression, convert it to action and practice on the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah grant us tawfiq and hidayat. We'll ask Maulana Muhammad Akhyar. Maulana is from New York, from America. Inshallah, he'll read the durood and salam for us.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وأنزله المقعد المقرب عندك اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافعة صل على محمد وارض عني رضا وارض عني رضا لا تسخط بعده أبدا اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد ورحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمد وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته واجزه عنا ما هو أهله واجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمته وصل على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل علينا معهم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك علينا معهم صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي. اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما جعلتها على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي. التحيات لله وصلوات الطيبات والسلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته والسلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته والسلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته والسلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله. التحيات لله والصلوات الطيبات والسلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار. التحيات لله الزاكيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته والسلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. اللهم اغفر لي واهدني. التحيات الطيبات والصلوات والملك لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله. التحيات لله الصلوات لله الزاكيات لله السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله شهدت أن محمدا رسول الله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات لله صلوات الطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد عبده ورسوله وأن محمد رسول الله. بسم الله والسلام على رسول الله.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. الحمد لله حمدا دائما مع دوامك ولك الحمد حمدا خالدا مع خلودك. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام، تبارك ربنا وتعاليت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد كلما ذكره الذاكرون وكلما غفل عن ذكره الغافلون. يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم إنا نتوب إليك من المعاصي كلها لا نرجع إليها أبدا. نستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم ونتوب إليك. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها، اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها، اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها، أنت خير من زكاها، أنت وليها ومولاها. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي، ربنا وتقبل دعاء. ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب. اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان. اللهم اجعلنا من الراشدين، اللهم اجعلنا من الهادين، اللهم اجعلنا من المهتدين. اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفيما بعد الموت. اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا، اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا، اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا. O Rahim Allah, O Kareem Allah, O most beautiful Allah, O most tolerant Allah. Allah, you are Ghafoor. Allah, you are Rahim. Allah, you are Kareem. Allah, you forgive us each and every sin of ours. Allah, we are very, very sinful. Allah, with every part and every limb of our body, we have committed guna and sin. O Rahim and Kareem Allah, you please forgive us. Allah, you have told us in the Quran and Kareem, Ud'uni astajib lakum, that we should call unto you and you would respond. O Allah, we have heard the hadith of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When people spread out their hands before you, you feel ashamed to send them back empty handed. Oh Makareem Allah, we're begging before you on this Mubarak night, oh Makareem Allah, that you forgive us. Forgive our sins. Forgive the sins of our mothers. Forgive the sins of our fathers. Forgive the sins of our awlad. Forgive the sins of our friends. Forgive the sins of our associates. Forgive the sins of the entire ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, those people have passed away, forgive them Allah. Put noor in the Qabar, elevate the status, O Makareem Allah. O Makareem Allah, keep us away from guna, keep away from sin, keep us away from all those things that will lead to earthquakes and tremors, O Makareem Allah. Allah, we are very, very weak. O Makareem Allah, the tremor that we experienced today, O Makareem Allah, just for a few moments, ya Allah, just for 40 seconds, ya Allah, everybody was terrified. What would happen when the day of Qiyamah will come, Makareem Allah? Allah, please forgive us, O Makareem Allah. Make us maaf, Allah. Keep us away from all those things that will incur your wrath and your anger, O Makareem Allah. Keep us away from zina, O Allah. Keep us away from the zina of the eyes, Allah. Keep us away from the zina of the ears. Keep us away from the zina of the hand and the from the heart and the mouth, O Allah. Keep us away from every evil and immoral act, O Makareem Allah. Keep us away from speaking lies, from backbiting, O Makareem Allah. Give us tawfiq and hidayah to fulfill the huquq of fellow human beings. O Allah, put our mu'amalat and our dealings right and correct, O Makareem Allah. O Allah, grant us tawfiq and hidayat to implement in our lives the true sunnah, beautiful sunnah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, make us maaf, O Allah, for oppressing the sunnah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we did not fulfill the haqq of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and we can never fulfill. O Makareem Allah, all we have is Allah in our hearts, love for Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, look at that love we have for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and forgive us, O Makareem Allah. We are the ummatid of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And with the barakat of the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you love the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, please forgive us, Allah. Oh Allah, those of us that are having any difficulty and hardships in life, any challenges of life, Allah, whether it is family related, health related, financial related, political related, whatever the condition of the ummah, Allah, you remove the difficulty, remove the hardship, O Makareem Allah.
Allah, our greatest need from you is that we want you, O Allah. O Allah, we want you from you, Allah. O Allah, remove ghairullah from our hearts. Ya Allah, remove us following our nafs and our desires. O Allah, extricate us from that. O Allah, our nafs have made us barbad. Ya Allah, because of following our nafs and desires, the true ishq of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is not coming to our hearts. Ya Allah, we do not value the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam because of following our nafs and desires. O Allah, Ya Allah, you take and divorce us from our nafs and our desires and direct our hearts and minds from you. O Allah, you become ours and make us yours, O Makarim Allah. O Makarim Allah, grant us ikhlas, grant us sincerity, grant us illahiyat, O Makarim Allah. O Allah, grant every one of us husni khatima, save us from the punishment of the qabr. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah, resurrect us with the abrar, with the salihin, with the naked people, with the sunaha. O Makarim Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, when we stand before you, Allah, you take asan hisaf from us, take easy hisaf from us. O Allah, do not scrutinize us, O Makarim Allah. Grant us the water of the Hawd al-Kawthar from the Mubarak hands of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Huwa al-Habib alladhi turja shafa'atuhu. Allah, grant us the shafa'ah of Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, grant us entrance into Jannah to Firdaus. Allah, grant us entrance into Jannah to Firdaus. Forgive us, O Makareem Allah. O Allah, grant us tawfiq and hidayat to practice on the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Put the true love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into our hearts, O Makareem Allah. Let us convert that emotional love into action and to practice and make the sunnah of the peace of life in our heart, O Makarim Allah. O Allah, accept our dua in the tufail of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jazallahu anna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bima huwa ahlu. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali wa ashabi Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifoon wa salamun ala mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Birahmatika ya arhamar rahimeen.